Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I've been really blessed that I have this internal alarm clock that goes off when the four-hour mark hits. This internal alarm clock is typically a song that goes off in my head. It's like listening to the radio, only the radio isn't playing. On rare occasion, I will set the phone alarm if I stay up too late and there isn't enough time to squeeze in that fourth hour. I can go to bed by 4 o'clock in the morning and be up happy and smiling by 8 o'clock in the morning. My mom said she used to walk into my room when I was a baby and I would be wide awake, standing in my crib, pumping my legs, smiling and giggling from ear to ear, and she would say to herself, "Why is she doing this to me?" Folks, when I wake up, I'm awake right now. There's no stretching, no yawning, no rolling over, no hitting the snooze button. When I'm awake right now. Before my eyes even open, I'm awake. Yeah, I can be a little way too much for anyone who is a Mr. or Miss Cranky Pants in the morning. Even more, my North Node Virgo kicks in, and I start making the bed before I'm even out of it. I've had to literally train myself to relax and lay in bed for a few moments and listen to the DLG, the download from God, that is coming through the song in my head. Just like I had to train myself to pay attention to my dreams. Folks, I wake up so fast that I can miss a cool message in a dream or in a song and completely forget what I heard. So when it comes to dreams, I lay there and speak my dream out loud with my eyes still closed. I talk out the dream as if someone is laying there right next to me listening to it. When it comes to songs, then I sing with the song out loud. Believe me, it's not pretty, but I do it anyway. It's through the songs that I know what I'm supposed to share with my visitors here on the site or what's my theme for the day. The strangest thing happened this morning as I was laying there listening to my DLG theme song for the day. It was like a radio dial was being turned from one station to the next, but it was the same song playing on each station, but a different artist was singing it. First I heard Bo Diddley, then the channel changed and I heard the Yardbirds. The channel changed again and I heard the Doors. And then it changed again and I heard Carlos Santana. This has never happened before, and then the tuning settled into George Thorogood and the Destroyers. If you don't know George Thorogood, he sings Bad to the Bone. I started chuckling with my eyes still closed because I realized it was me tuning into God or God tuning into me, one of the two. All the same, the message had to come through an artist that I could literally tune into and understand. I liked all the other artists that I had tuned into previous to George Thorogood tuning in to me, but good old George can sing that song with passion, fire, and unusual certainty. It's a wildly intense, strange love song, and George is very clear about who and what he loves when he sings it. This brings me to you, and who do you love? How clear are you about who you love? What will it take for you to stop settling for less than what you truly desire to love? Folks, I would rather be alone than settle for less than what makes me feel happy and alive. I know that I've written about this a couple of times over the years, but it bears reinforcing. You have to be clear. You cannot be ambivalent about love, or you will have an ambivalent relationship until you are clear. Write down a list of what you want your Miss Wonderful or Mr. Wonderful to be like when you meet him or her, and ask yourself, can I deliver the same in return? If you cannot give back to that person what you are asking they give you, then you are not ready for that person. If you are alone right now, then take the time to bump yourself up to the level that you desire to be with when you meet that person. Make a list, folks, and be specific. Can you live up to your list? I remember a man said to me, "I wouldn't date a girl with a list, and I won't have a list either." I said, "Oh, so you want to date so-and-so?" And he said, "Well, no." And I said, "Okay, then, you have a list. You just haven't written it down." Folks, when you write it down, you are blatantly bold and clear about what you want. Write it down. Who do you love? Now get out there. Go play yourself up and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again. Denda gohayon. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.